VE5, RJM is monitoring.
V5RJM, V5AL.
Good morning, Pierre. How's everything this morning for you? Going there so far, it's early, but you've been up probably for an hour or so or a couple hours. How's everything going this morning for you? V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM.
Well, everything is good so far. A beautiful day and no wind, so that's good. I checked the weather for Saturday and should be nice, supposed to be 26. Back to you.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I plan on doing some more yard work this afternoon there. Got some work in the yard there to do, so kind of revamping things here a little bit. But we've got a plan now what we're going to do, so that's a good thing. So probably going to go visit Marty this morning about 10, something like that, 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning. Have a coffee with him this morning and see how he's doing. So he had a stroke, you know, a good friend of ours locally here, and, you know, he's having a tough time getting any medical attention or medical help. You know, nobody's taking, you know, new patients, and two of his previous doctors have left to go back to their home country. So they just left all their patients in the wind. So there's like 3,000-4,000 or more patients that are without doctors here this month. So it gets to be a dangerous situation, you know, for some. Some need some medical help. And, So that's what I'm kind of thinking about here this morning here. I think we're supposed to get a new doctor in Kenora here coming next month. So can't come soon enough, I don't think so. Hopefully he or she is a good doctor and can take on some of these patients. Anyway, it's VE5 Alpha Lima, VE5 RJM, and good morning again.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that sucks. Wow, that's not fun. Wow. Yeah, wow. Anyway. That's interesting. So, pretty sure lots of people, they're totally stressed out, you know. So, that's not good. Not very good. But I hope the new one is coming soon. So, but. I don't know. You know, sometimes family doctor or something like that, when they go in for holidays or whatever, they always have another person to come over at the office sometime. You know, for the holidays, 2 weeks or a month or something like that, you know. So I think I'm right. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah. So anyway, yesterday I went to Kevlas, the store, the fishing store. And about 3 days ago, I went there in the morning. So two fire trucks came in at the same time, just before they opened. And all employee was outside. I said, what the hell is going on there? They didn't see any smoke. Huh, that's strange. So anyway, so, they shut down the store. So I can't get in or whatever, so I went back home. So yesterday I went there just for fun. Oh my God, they have some kind of pump machine, water pump, everything, everywhere, all over the place. And what happened, they have some kind of main water from the city, some pipe, was totally cracked and the flood everywhere. So that's exactly what happened. Back to you.
V5 Alpha Lima, V5 RJM. Yeah, you know, that's unfortunate, you know. Oh, boy. Yeah. But those things happen sometimes. Not much a person can do about it. But nobody was hurt, so I guess that's the upside. But now they got to clean up and try to get back into normal operating mode there again. So, but anyhow, it's so next day they were open. So obviously they had some good crews working to clean up the mess there. Over.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Wow, that's a lot of water. And they put some quite a bit of fan everywhere because you smell some kind of funny smell. You know what I mean? And also they have some carpet over there, so you need to vacuum all the water from the carpet. Holy smoke. That's a lot of work. And very pricey, I tell you. But, well, Kevlas is a United States company or whatever. They have tons of money. The owner from United States somewhere in Ontario, they have lots of money. So they have a good insurance anyway. So, well, they're lucky because all the sprinkler and by the ceiling, they didn't on at all. So they're very lucky because if some sprinkler turn on and everywhere, oh my God, can you imagine all the damage and the water? And there was a big, 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 huge, huge sail after that. Back to you.
V3IFC.
Yeah, Roger. Well, let me know if the whole store was impacted or if just part of it there got flooded. Man, they should have been able to shut the water off, you'd think. But maybe they had to shut it off at the main, so that wouldn't require the city to come and shut it off, and that could take some time by the time they got there and shut it off. So was the whole store covered? You can respond after Paul, a good guy, came in here from Ontario. Wow, looks like they're going to be in for some rain over there in Ontario. And I don't know if you heard, but Cape Breton Island there, they really got flooded out there. They got basements flooding and everything. It was on the news yesterday, but there was very little coverage on it. But they showed some pictures of people's basements being flooded, and that's what we had here in Kenora and surrounding towns here in the spring. So man, I can't imagine those people are there are kind of suffering, you know, a little bit disgusted with everything going on. So hopefully it's not as bad as they were saying there on the radio. I sent Corey an email to see if his place is affected there, but I got no reply back yet. So, but anyhow, it's terrible when things like that happen, but on the good side, we got a good guy here that just broke in here and wants to join us, Pierre. VE3IFC. Go ahead, Paul. Very good morning to you, VE5RJM.
Good morning, Pierre. Good morning, Randy. I got a list of people that I really care about, good guys, good people that I know that I truly love, and you two guys are right at the top of the list. So thank you for making time for me to jump in here and say good morning. And all your talk about flooding and fire trucks and all that stuff, you know, amateur radio is a great place to talk and say, hi, how are you doing, and what's the weather like, and what are you doing, and how about this and how about that. But I think the day is coming where we're going to need radio to keep in touch, because the whole world's gone crazy and we're going to have to stay in touch and help each other, support each other, because the day is coming, I think, when it's not just going to be, hi, how's it going anymore. It's going to be, can you help me? I think those days are coming. I'm really glad to be part of the amateur radio family, that's for sure. So, good morning, Randy, and back to you, Pierre. Very good morning to you, another good Frenchman. VE3IFC. Go ahead, Pierre.
Yeah. Good morning, Paul. Good morning. You know, I'm watching it news every morning when I get up, and always the bad news everywhere, all across Canada now, because somebody somewhere, I don't want to say where, but they screwed up the whole system all across the world. It's not sick. I tell you, I'm tired about this ping pong or the gong show game. I tell you, I've just never done. I don't know. I don't want to say a bad thing, but I think you have a good idea what I'm talking about. Back to you, Paul.
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's the same everywhere. You know, that's why, like, you listen on the radio or the TV, it's bad news all the time. But on amateur radio, it's lots of good news. Lots of good people talking, helping each other. So I think, you know, amateur radio is even more important today than it was yesterday. And tomorrow could be worth even more. So we need to share good news, you know, to offset all the crap that's out there. God help us, you know. And just the fact that I can talk to you two guys makes me feel a lot better. Like, okay, the world is not so badly screwed up. You look out the window, you listen to the news, it's a mess. But you talk on the radio to a good guy from Kenora, a good guy from Saskatoon, you know, the world's maybe not so bad. So thank you. Thank you for giving me reason to be hopeful, Pierre. And what do you think about all that, Randy? VE3IFC, back to good old, not old, young. You're a young man, Randy. Sorry. Back to the young man in Kenora. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, the E5. RJM is returning. Yeah, I thought I was going to yawn there for a second, but it decided to change its mind. Oh, wow. Always at the worst time when I want to talk to some good guys. Anyways, no, it's all good, you know. But it's not, you know, it's not all good, because you just have to turn on the TV and watch the news, and you can see a lot of people are having troubles, you know, all across the country, all across the world in places, you know. And, you know, from the BC wildfires to the flooding now in Cape